not try to convince Dennis or Peter of anything this morning. Why don't we just...
All right, here it is.
I don't think you want to.
No, this is what they... Here's... But they're going to have... They're acting now. They're getting together. That we support the President of the United States in negotiating consistent with our objectives to include ceasefire, the release of POWs, and honor... And negotiate an honorable end of the war, which is one of our objectives, including ceasefire, the release of POWs, and a settlement which will respect the right of all nations in the area to live in peace, free from outside interference. Godly moved by fantasy.
Well, I think that's a big problem.
Well, I would think about it. It's really something like that. But that kind of fantasy is just, it's just basically summarizing our things in 3 points so that the difficulty is the Senate having acted and the House not acted. Like everyone in the conference where they don't put in something, you know what I mean? They've got to do something. You're right, they should have not.
Since it's that we agree first in here what we wanted, and Phil could probably get Mansfield to do it.
Let's see if maybe Aris Dennis agreed to have nothing, and then you try to get him to do it. Okay, fine. You get my point.
In other words, we don't have
it. Oh, what we'll do is, I think we get Dennis and Hager and say, now look, here's a situation that would be useful to have nothing. Can you swing it? They say, we can, we can. Look, if they can, then you try to get Mansfield to take some on this. That's what I'm going to be talking about. So I'm going to get something.
I think the meeting is for you.